You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dai.
This is Eric Dai, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and personal success. Remember the first time your son, daughter, or significant other told you that they loved you, or maybe your teacher gave you a compliment. Or perhaps that time when your friend said something so funny you were laughing for hours. You then replayed what they said in your mind, but you couldn't seem to capture the moment. Oftentimes you write down what they said only to not quite get it right. Perhaps you are looking to listen better and have been told that you are just not a good listener. Now there is a wearable technology that allows you to record the last minute of your life. Here today to tell us more about this technology and ways that it can help you listen better is the co-founder of Capture, Matthew Dooley. Matthew, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is ours. So, Matthew, for starters, what is Capture and why a wearable device?
Capture is a wearable that rewards you for paying attention. We've invented a wristband that you tap to go back in time a minute to relive what you just heard. So whether it's your kid saying something interesting in the back seat, or you're a musician and you just played an interesting tune, you're on your way home from work and you hear something on NPR, as long as you're tuned in and listening, you'll recognize something worth saving. And all you do is you tap your wrist and it sends the previous minute of audio to your phone via Bluetooth, and you use our mobile app to trim, enhance, and share that unique moment. The reason that we created a wearable device is because a wearable, unlike your smartphone, is out in the conversation, and it provides the most relevant experience so that you can capture those unique moments.
What makes this product different from anything else in the current marketplace?
What makes it different is that it's a wearable that's completely dedicated to audio. We spend so much of our day engaged in conversation and in listening, and we felt like there should be a platform available for you to do more with the things that you hear. So with regard to other wearables, it's interesting to think about what they say about you or say about the person that's wearing them. A Misfit Shine might say, "I'm fashionable." An Apple Watch or Samsung Gear might say, "I'm tech savvy." A Fitbit might say, "I'm active." Whereas Capture says, "I'm listening. And I'm interested in what you're saying." And we've felt so far the feedback from people, they really respond well to that.
Capture saves audio from the past 60 seconds or less. Why 60 seconds?
Well, I got to tell you, it didn't always start that way. In fact, it was about 5 minutes when we first came up with the concept. But as we tested and learned, we came across the concept of 1 minute because it is enough time to be able to go back and capture the moment, but not having so much footage to have to sift and edit through. And so it's sort of a sweet spot. And it's also important because we wanted to keep it a consistent 60 seconds so that people around you are aware of what's happening, as opposed to having the flexibility or the capability to record shorter, longer moments. 60 seconds is consistent, and it makes people feel comfortable.
It seems to me that this would be a great device for listening better. Do you have any tips for our listeners on how to use this device for better listening?
The best advice that I can give is to tune in to the world around you, because it's only then that you'll recognize something worth saving. It was Nelson Dulles, the reigning U.S. memory champion, who actually told us that at first he thought that this was a crutch for people who weren't paying attention, and so that they could just save in case they weren't listening. But he said the more he thought about it, the more he discovered that if you wear this device on a regular basis and you aren't mindful and you're not paying attention, then you'll never use it. And so this device actually rewards you for paying attention. So I think any general listening tips to keep you in the moment. So removing distractions, avoiding the impulse to butt in and make a point, prove yourself, to keep moving a dialogue forward by opening it, you know, asking open-ended questions, quieting your inner voice, tuning into more than just what's said, but how someone's saying it, the facial expressions they're making and their body language. All of those general tips will help you get the most use out of the Capture product.
Today we're joined by Matthew Dooley, co-founder of Capture Audio, a wearable device that is always on and waiting for you to tap when awesome happens here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Matthew, how does the product work, and do you also need to download the app simultaneously?
Yes, the app is required for use of the device. On the flip side, you can use the app by itself. So just to give you a glimpse of how it works from start to finish. So you listen for the good stuff. You tap your wrist to say something that you just heard. And via Bluetooth, it is downloaded immediately onto your smartphone. And then you open up our app, which is available for iOS and Android. And you take that raw audio file, just like you would do with a photo on Instagram, and you filter it, enhance it, and share it within the app or share it outside via text, email, Facebook, or Twitter. And what's unique about the app in particular is that you can perform the same function of the wristband. So you can have your phone recording all the time and tap when you want to save the previous 60 seconds. You can also do standard start and stop recording, but that way it all lives within the Capture environment.
As a new startup in the wearable tech industry, do you have any advice for entrepreneurs who are looking to develop a tech device but feel the market may be saturated?
Absolutely. I think it's important to stick to a key consumer benefit, and what we've settled on is the unique benefit of being able to save the last minute of anything you hear. And By having a vision such as that, I think it opens up the space for innovation so that our success as a company isn't tied specifically to our own wearable or one particular product, but that sticking to that vision, we can evolve and expand our product line so that no matter where you are, what you're doing, you can pluck out the last minute of anything you hear. So that could live within your laptop, that could be in your car, that could be in earbuds. Obviously, we have the app available now, but in our own wearable, but it could also live within other wearables like Apple Watch. And we're going down that road, but our beachhead product is our own wearable device, and that's our way to get the consumer benefit out and in the open and understand how this thing can even evolve. And we would have never known the full capability if we hadn't released it sort of intermittently throughout. I'm sure most of the listeners of your show understand the concept of minimal viable product. And our MVP was a bunch of broken watches that we put stickers on. And we invited local colleagues and friends and influencers in the Cincinnati area to go out and test this concept. Obviously, the product didn't work, so they weren't testing the product. But they, for 2 weeks, they basically gave us some market research data on how often they tapped their wrist, in what situations they found themselves using the product, and what were the reactions from people around them. And we were actually able to take a lot of that data, and it helped us secure our first bit of financing to start bringing this product to life. So I guess to sum it up, it would be have a vision, but get started and find ways to get your product benefit in front of people so that you can start getting feedback and start refining your solution.
Any lessons learned along the way in these regards?
Absolutely. I think communication is key. We launched a Kickstarter campaign in late 2013, and it was early, which I think is a good thing because we were still learning, and one of the major benefits we got out of the campaign was the market research that we gained from that. But I think where we probably had a few missteps was being overly optimistic about when we could deliver. And I think that's probably true for the most part for all Kickstarter projects. I think the stat is that roughly 80% of them are late. But hardware is hard, and there are so many complicated steps to make it happen. And I think we would communicate a month and a year. You know, we would say it's coming out March of 2014, and I think we had to keep going back on that because there was, you know, delays here and there, some which were under our control and some which were not. And I think we would have saved ourselves some heartache if we did a better job bringing in these passionate pre-order customers along for the journey and not being, you know, too unrealistic about our expectations for when the product would be ready and available.
Matthew, I think this is an awesome product. How many times does one want to capture what they hear in the grocery store or in the street or wherever they are? This is absolutely phenomenal. How can one purchase Capture, and what is the retail price?
You can go out to captureaudio.com right now and purchase a Capture device for $129. And that's Capture with a K, and captureaudio.com. And then we're also going to be offering some Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. So definitely follow us on Facebook and Twitter for some promotional discounts.
A really cool holiday gift. Matthew, thanks for your time today here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Matthew Dooley, co-founder of Capture Audio, a wearable device that is always on, waiting for you to tap when awesome happens. And once again, for more information, visit captureaudio.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.